The world continues to debate how to handle the growing international refugee crisis. When refugees do arrive, they are left to tackle the challenges associated with setting up a new life in the U.S. They often need help learning English, seeking out government services, or finding a job. One organization operating out of Albany is doing the important work behind the scenes to help migrants find a foothold in their new community. In the fifth part of our winter series on unsung local heroes, we bring you the story of a refugee who is dedicated to helping others.
My name is Francis Sengabo.
Francis Sengabo was born and grew up in Rwanda. After graduating from high school, he studied economics at the University of Rwanda and ended up working for the International Red Cross, distributing food and supplies to those affected by internal conflicts in the early 90s.
And in 1994, after the airplane for president was shot down, and so the genocide started right away. That's why I flew from Rwanda to Tanzania, in northwest of Tanzania.
Francis landed in a refugee camp in Tanzania with 400,000 other people. He said in the beginning, there was chaos. Only those who were strong enough could get food to survive.
In the beginning, you know, I remember in refugee camp in Tanzania, many people died because of not having any, especially those who are vulnerable, the old people, kids, and I can say the first 3 months, it's horrible, horrible situation.
But after that, he says things started to turn around.
If you see the beginning of a refugee camp, when it's new, and the end, you can see that there's improvement.
Eventually, food and supplies were distributed. Infrastructure got established. Supported by UNICEF, Francis and others helped establish a school for the idle children. He became principal of a middle school. Between 1994 and 2007, Francis lived in three refugee camps. He lived among people from Rwanda, Burundi, Congo, Uganda, and Sudan. He married his wife, who was Congolese, in a refugee camp. They had two children in a camp. He and his family began their immigration process when they were interviewed by the United Nations High Commission for Refugees in 2006. Francis and his wife, two children, and two brothers arrived in Albany in 2007. The city is home to a field office for the U.S. Committee for Refugees and Immigrants, USCRI, which helps the government relocate migrants. When he arrived in Albany, it was the first time Francis had seen snow.
It was in March. It was very, very cold. It was my first time to feel cold like that. And the first question I asked USCRI agent who came to get me from airport to my house, I said, you know, tomorrow we need to move to another state where it's not cold. He said, you know, you will set up, don't worry. You know, it will be okay.
A week later, Francis, who did not speak English at the time, tried taking a bus uptown. Without knowing how to pay for a bus ride, he tried giving the driver a $10 bill, but the driver couldn't take it. He was given a ride anyway.
And of course, I went the bus for free. I found out that was my first signal that, you know, America, the community like to help.
That spring, Francis met then-pastor of the Emmaus United Methodist Church in Albany, Reverend Denise Stringer. In French, he asked the pastor to help him learn English. They did so using the Bible. And in September of that year, Francis helped the church establish RISE, Refugees and Immigrant Support Services of Emmaus, to help refugees find housing, jobs, and public assistance. Today, RISE serves approximately 125 families each year. Francis, whose title is Operations Director, helps immigrants read their mail, fill out paperwork, pay bills. RISE provides transportation and teaches English to kids and adults.
What are we reading right now? We're reading Hudson River. Okay. Why does this say Hudson River? We have H.
RISE provides services at Albany's St. Vincent de Paul Parish and at Emmaus United Methodist Church. Down the hall from the English classes, Francis is working with Muthana Alkazrai.
I like this job. I like to work with Francis. Francis is good, good boss.
Al-Khazraei worked as a nuclear engineer before he fled Iraq for a refugee camp in Egypt, where he remained for 6 years until 2012. Today, he lives in Albany and works as a driver for RISE, after the program helped him get established in the U.S.
Do you have pay stub?
No.
He and Francis today are helping another Iraqi refugee who does not speak English with an application for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Food stamps.
He was supposed to feel here. I don't know if I can. Yeah. Bring him white out.
Francis says he relies on volunteers to interpret, and often kids in RISE's after-school program will help interpret for their parents. In addition to English and his native Rwandan, Francis speaks French and Swahili. He says he'd like to see government documents available in other languages.
Because I have seen some refugees lose their benefit because of language issue. But again, it's a good part that I have seen even the neighbors, they help them to fill out the forms, you know, and they're eager to learn.
There are some rules RISE follows when working with refugees. Sexuality, religion, and politics are avoided. Only talk about somebody's situation if they want to share it. Francis says some are hesitant to mention their home country. Francis says when he first arrived, he didn't want to tell anyone when he needed food, including the church pastor.
And she said, you know, do you have food? I say yes. The next day she comes and said, do you have food? I say yes. She decided to go to open the fridge. The fridge was empty. So because we don't like it, you know, in my culture, if I come in your house, you don't ask, do you need food? Because automatically we say no. But if you offer me food, I will eat. So, you know, there's a lot of changes in no culturally.
It's also important to share a little humor.
During the summer, they have a celebration in Washington Park. And one day I read hot dog. You know, I asked, you know, politely that, you know, my neighbor, if, you know, is he here people eat dog? No, so it's a name only. It's a regular food, you know. But until now, you know, I tell people how I did. I remember that, you know, when I saw hot dog, I thought that it's a really dog. That's one.
With the current immigration crisis facing Europe and the Middle East, amid so much political attention focused on immigration, the full extent of how the refugee crisis will affect the U.S. remains to be seen. Francis says every human being in this world needs to help others.
This situation in Syria, in Rwanda, in Iraq, can happen to any country. Can happen to any country.
RISE serves families from more than 25 countries, and Francis says as the program grows, he feels the need to help out more and more, because, as he says, they will always have a new client. For WAMC, I'm Lucas Willard.